Where I go sometimes, the shit you see on the streets and how young kids behave, it's like, well, they're very dictatorship type countries. I'm thinking, well, sometimes a little bit of harder laws are pretty fucking good to keep different people. Laws. And I was like, now I'm not sure. It's like, yeah, but you can go to jail in Australia, similar to America, just like a revolving door. So that's why they're coming to the Western countries, which I don't understand, because a lot of the people that come to the Western countries hate the Western culture. Looks like a bad amateur. And then half of them that get their pro card, they go on a podcast. So when are you going to do your first pro show? Oh, I think I'll take a couple of years off to put more size on. Because you weren't fucking ready to be pro to begin with, you idiot. If you come in, if you're illegal, because we get so many so-called refugees, but they're just economical refugees. They come there saying, oh, we're fleeing persecution, I can't go home. And so many of them have been found out. They've gone home 6 times for weddings. They're going back for this and that, so...
Right, what is happening, my peeps? We're here today with the man himself, Lee Priest. What are you saying, brother? How you doing? You all right? Yeah.
I'm fucking wide. I don't do all that shit. We just do this, remember?
I reached for a handshake.
Do one of these? But you're going the wrong one.
Is that one not? Oh, yeah.
What about one of these ones? Don't you do one of them?
A pound.
Yeah. That's for COVID times, isn't it?
What's that, my brother?
For COVID times.
Or if you're in the gym and someone's been scratching their balls.
Exactly.
I always give a spud.
Yeah, one of them, innit? Yeah, COVID.
Them ones, innit? But anyway, for anybody that doesn't know who Lee is, he's a very famous bodybuilder, stood on the stage next to the likes of Ronnie Coleman, etc. back in the 90s. He was a very young bodybuilder back in those days as well. So, Lee Priest is well known for basically being the most outspoken bodybuilder of all times. He does not give a fuck, and that is what most people absolutely love about him. It's what I love about him. So anything you want to add to that there, Lee?
No, that sounds good. I just stood on stage with Ronnie Coleman, Dorian Yates, yep, Kevin LeBron, Nelson Somebody, Paul Dillette, Chris Cormier, Flex Wheeler, Sean Ray.
The greatest.
You left so many out.
Yeah.
Yes, the greatest era. So you cunts that complain you're in the best era, you suck. You're in a pathetic era, you dumbed down pro card motherfuckers. What you should have done was kept training. And you know what happens? It's like when you're a little kid and you want to grow up and be an adult. You keep training longer. There'd be no physique. There'd be no classic. If you hang in a bit longer, you'll grow up and be a real bodybuilder with real muscle. But we've dumbed it down just so you can get a pro card. So be happy.
Bam.
You know what I have noticed, though? They are giving out pro cards like it's fucking sweets or something.
It's ridiculous. These
days, isn't it? Oh, look, you've been a good boy here. There's a pro card.
I'm nothing against them, but like the guy that just won the Nationals in America. Looks like a bad amateur. And then half of them that get their pro card, they go on a podcast. So when are you going to do your first pro show? Oh, I think I'll take a couple of years off to put more size on. Because you weren't fucking ready to be pro to begin with, you idiot.
So what are you saying? It's best of a bad bunch kind of thing?
Yes. Well, you just have to look at them. That's nothing against them. Look, if you enjoy training, that's fine. But you look back in the pro cards in the old days where someone like the Nationals of USA, it was Kevin, Flex, Chris, and that only one gets a pro card.
One person a year.
So then that next year, all those other guys have to train for another year super hard.
Yeah.
But now they're just giving them out to all these divisions. It's ridiculous.
30, and 40 pro cards a year.
To
in
me,
one
it should
country,
be like the judges know what a pro should look like. And yes, okay, you go to the Nationals of the USA, yes, you can get your pro card. But if you don't look pro worthy, they shouldn't be fucking giving them out. It's like everyone gets a trophy. Let's just say, okay, I want to go to the Olympics and I want a gold medal. What's Usain Bolt run? 9 seconds something?
I think he's, is it still in the nines or has anyone cracked 8 seconds?
Yeah, well, the Olympic committee's not going to say that's okay, Lee. We'll make a 25 second class just so you can get a fucking gold medal, are they? If I want to play basketball, they're going to say, oh, we'll bring the hoop down 4 foot for you. So they have the elite and the best of the best for a reason. Yeah. That's not the best of the best anymore. It's just like, and now with this FitBod division, we want you to look like Bikini used to look. So a lot of these things come down to the judging because the stomach's got out of control because they said to us, if your stomach gets big, we'll mark you down. They never did. So the guys got bigger. What'd they do? Oh, now we need to start classic. When I was married to Kathy, the women were told, you got to lose 20% of your muscle. Kathy and a lot of the other girls did. They gave it to the big girls. Oh, now you're too big. We've got to start physique. They had bikini. And now they want the bikini girls the new class to look like bikini looked in the beginning. So if the judges had stuck to the criteria and kept it under control, they would have needed these other divisions. And there's no need for a 212. If you're good enough, you can stand in the open. It might take you a lot
exactly
longer.
Exactly what to, you did, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, you might take a lot longer to get there, or maybe a couple more years, but Derek was 212. He went into the open, won the Olympia Hardy. Yeah. You know, Flex Lewis would have been great in the open. So, but they're like, oh, if these people didn't have their class, then they wouldn't compete. Look, if you love competing, you'd keep competing until you achieve what you want.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you're in the 212 and you can't make it there, then you're not... You shouldn't be a pro in the open. That's just life. Not everyone's going to be a top pro. Not everyone gets a fucking trophy. So, and now they're doing this fit bod. They're like, well, that's for the girls who haven't been training as long and they can get their feet wet after 6 months. That's called fucking novice bikini. You already fucking have it. So, yeah, they just keep making these fucking retarded divisions for everyone. It's ridiculous. Then they say, well, we can make more money. No, you can make more money in the amateurs. Once you're pro... You only pay like, I think you got to pay $375 a year for your pro card. I don't know. I think that's what it is. I don't know what it is now. But if they're in the amateurs, they still got to pay their amateur fee. And then when they do crossovers, they pay for each class they want to get another fucking trophy for. So, you know, they just shouldn't be giving them out as much. So it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think there is a business element to it, isn't it? Because they are cashing in a lot. You know, they brought out all these new divisions and classes. And then everyone's competing in multiple divisions and they're just cashing in on all the registrations.
It's not making the sport better. Like I said,
it's definitely not.
Because like, you remember back in the old days, you could walk into a gym and you could just see someone and go, fuck, he must be pro. And they generally
were. You know it's pro, yeah, yeah.
But now you got people going, hi, Lee, I'm such and such. I'm a pro. And I'm like, what, fucking dart player? It's like, no, I'm pro in this. It's like, fuck. It's like, if you've got to tell someone you're a fucking pro in bodybuilding, then...
You better look like a pro, yeah.
So you're taking all the drugs and all this and that, and that's as good as you look.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck. I've seen AIDS patients on recovery look better.
Ain't that just because someone's got a win, though, isn't it? Like, it's just like someone's got a place in it. Are you saying that when they have these competitions, they say, sorry, no one made it this year?
They should say, because like I said, the judges know what a pro caliber is. It's like if you want to go to the Olympics or something like that, you got to go through qualifications. You've got to run a certain speed to get there.
Mm. That's for the world record, right?
But even in the Olympics, I'm sure there's like a cutoff, like from, you know, if you go the 100-meter sprint at the Olympics, I don't see somebody still running 18 seconds behind.
No.
You know, they're all pretty close to each other because the best of the best. But
you look at
some of these pro shows now and you might have one of a big name or two big name pros who you know in it. The rest of them just look like bad amateurs. And you're like, and that's pro?
Yeah.
Because look at the day, like I said, back to my day. You'd see the lineups back then, whether it was the Arnold Classic, the Iron Man, whatever pro show it was. Generally, the only one missing was Mr. Olympia.
Yeah, because he's already qualified. Yeah,
the rest of the first, and so some of us were too, because if you got top 10 at Olympia back then, you were qualified for next year anyway.
Yeah.
So now pros have got lazier. They do, one show a year? And that's where I feel sorry for Nick. You're 25 when he was competing. He's like, I'm going to take a year off to get bigger. You know, tears a hamstring, misses out.
Is that Nick Walker you're talking about? Yeah.
When you're young, we used to do at least 3 or 4 shows a year. Most I did was 11. And I think pros should be made to do at least 2 or 3 shows a year.
You did 11 shows in 1 year.
Yeah, I think because it's like they should.
Hell.
You're a pro athlete. You're getting paid however you get paid from a company, a sponsor, or online, and that. That's your job to eat, sleep, and train. You've got nothing else to do. Can you imagine if any other pro sport, just I'm only going to compete once a year? That's it. So that's ridiculous. And it's good for the promoters, they'd make more money. And it's good for the fans because they get to see the athletes more. So it's like they want to get bigger, they want to make money, but they got fucking lazier. So. Yeah,
I definitely feel the goalposts have been moved for sure.
They took the goalposts fucking down.
Yeah, they took them down. It's just
there is no goalposts. It's like when the game's over and everyone just fucking runs on the field.
Yeah, it does feel like that these days.
Is it not just a bit of like, you know, like the personal preference, like in the way that you like bodybuilders to be judged? Like, so isn't it just like that's what's happening for the time? How they look, maybe it's not the size and something else, but maybe it's something else that judges are looking for and
like you said, the goalposts have just been let, it's flooded over. Yeah. Back in the day, like for example in the UK, we had the UK BFF.
I remember Bill, he tried to ruin my whole seminar tour 1 year.
We'll talk about that in a second. Yeah. Mm. No, that was the only place you could get a pro card in the UK. That is it. Just one show. It'd be the finals at the end of the year. And you'd have to qualify for that finals. You know, you'd have to do a regional show. You get to the finals and only one person will win a pro card, the overall winner. these days, there's multiple shows all over the country. You know, you can win it multiple times and they'll give more than one pro card.
Well, I think the last Nationals gave out 100 pro cards.
That's funny. Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's like the caliber, it really does lower the caliber of...
And the ones that say, they love it and like it, when you look at them, they're the ones that are never going to be a great pro. So they're like, I like it, I agree with it, because I can get a pro card and look like a retard. So,
yeah
it's like fucking, yeah.
Damn.
It's like fucking...
And they'll have so many different divisions as well. And some of them, you might only get like, I don't know, three people turn up to that division. And then obviously it's like, there was even a guy, I'm not even going to mention the name or whatever, but I know certain people, they've gone to a show and there was the only one. So they got first place and they got a pro card. Like, it's fucking...
Oh, shit.
They won the show.
I should find that show.
We used to have a thing in Australia. I can't remember what organisation it was, but the guy that ran it, let's just say two people turned up. And if you weren't in the, like, if the two that turned up weren't in the best shape, he'd give them second and third. He wouldn't give them first. He's like, because if somebody was here in good condition, you wouldn't have won. So why would I give you first place? You didn't put enough effort into it. So you could be the only person.
Who is that guy? When did that happen in Australia?
Yeah. Okay. And like if you're the only one in your division and you get second.
Yeah.
He's like, you're not good enough to win.
Some people
do that because they'd be like, you know, those people that go trophy hunters. Who's in that one? No one's in that one. That's an easy win.
They go in the show
and do it and get second place.
Yeah, that's sad. That it really is sad. That's sad when you've got to tell someone.
How many's in your class? Yeah. Me.
Just me.
And I got second.
You got last as well. You're first and last.
I was that. Yeah, we got second and last. Yeah. I was that bad. True. I couldn't even beat myself.
That's funny. Yeah. That's funny. So, Lee, tell us a little bit about Australia and the rough time we've had over there in the last sort of few years through the COVID era. Go on.
Is that where you live? You live in Australia? You don't live in England?
No.
Okay, cool.
Can't you tell by the blabby accent?
No, I can tell. I can tell. I can tell.
He did his fucking research, didn't he?
No, but it doesn't say where you live. I live
in Buckingham Palace.
Okay, yeah.
Since the Queen passed on.
You might have moved here, though, innit? I don't know. Like, it might say you live in Australia. That might be not updated. Do you update your Wikipedia page? Or?
I don't have Wikipedia, do I? Someone's probably put one there.
It was me.
It was you.
Who's Wikipedia? You?
It's me. That's where I got all my information on you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, I was just wondering, you might live here.
And did it say I live in London?
Yeah, it said you live in Buckingham Palace.
I was taking care of the corgis now once she passed on. I walked the corgis daily and, you know.
So, Australia was probably one of the most, I'd say, difficult places to live in the Western world.
Well, it was a penal colony.
Yeah, well, it was, yeah. But in the last few years, the government really hammered down on everybody, didn't they?
With the COVID and that, they...
COVID.
Well, they still have stupid shit going on down there. We don't have guns here either. So it was like, you know, but yeah, we're originally a penal colony and that. So yeah, people are always like, when I come to England, it's like, you got kicked out. And then I said, no. I said, my relatives in the past were smart enough to know what a shithole place this was. And they stole a loaf of bread just to get on the boat to get the fuck out. So don't blame me that your relatives stayed.
That's bad. What's going on in Australia at the moment now?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Same shit as everywhere. Government's ruining the country. So pretty much when you look at, you know, it's good that Trump's in, but before then with that dickhead Biden and Kamala and your government here is like our government down there. It's like they're just fucking it up for everyone, making it harder to live and making more taxes and you know how it goes. But what pisses me off the most is, like, we have protesters down there, but it's generally like these fucking Palestinian dickheads and everybody else, but... People should really be complaining about the government, the taxes and the cost of living and shit, but it's like all they do is go on Facebook, the cost of living so hard, blah, blah, blah. They don't give a fuck about that. We need like the old days, you know, when the king and queen would get richer and richer and the people would starve, they'd storm the castle and fucking kill the king and queen. So people need to actually band together, but that's their whole plan. I think you see it in America here, and that is the, wherever it be, race, religion or whatever, just to divide people. So we're so busy fighting amongst themselves because any government, the biggest fear would be if people united, because united people, the government would be fucked. So people need to stop fucking fighting over shit, come together, because, you know, I always figure it's like if you had a piece of string, you can go and snap it. Now imagine getting millions of pieces of string and interweaving it together, you'd have a rope that would be unbreakable. So if people actually came together, because everyone thinks the same, whether you're white, black, Muslim, Christian, Catholic, whatever, you know, everyone just wants to live their life, take care of their family, have a job, put food on the table. Everyone's goals are pretty much the same. I know in America it's like they're all on about race, but when I lived there, no one gave a shit about race. The way the government talks, you think, you know, the KKK's still marching around town and shit, but, you know, no one cares about that. But the government so focuses on it and makes everyone fight amongst themselves, and they enjoy that so because they can get away with more shit while we're too busy arguing over little things that don't matter. So
it's true.
Yeah, there's always something to create division, isn't it? There's always,
And they go for the big ones. You know, it's the race one half the time. So it's like, they'll be like, the race is. I'm thinking, well, like here in England or Australia or America, it's like, well, let's just take America or Australia. If you're white, black, Asian, whatever, tell me, if you're a black person, Asian person, a woman, what can I do as a white man that you can't do? You've all got the same opportunities. You can get a job, the same job I can get. You can get this, you can get that. So I always hate these people that play victim and go back to the slave days or anything else. It's like, you know, if you're not where you want to be in life, look in the mirror. That's the only person stopping you, because anyone can do anything they want these days. But people like to play the victim. And someone got mad at me once because I said, look, you know, someone's like, I say, saying slavery is good. I said, I never said slavery was bad. But back, let's just say people got sold, they went to America and they were slaves and they worked as slaves. But then, you know, it came along and the slaves were freed. So your great ancestors now are free to move about America. They set up shop somewhere in the town. They started having families.
You went a bit too far there. You said they set up shop somewhere. Like, how do they do that? Because the problem with the thing that you're talking about...
I'm just saying, like, set up shop as in a house and, you know, do whatever.
But even getting yourself started and getting yourself a job and stuff like that. That's the problem, though. Like, you know, like, so I understand what you're saying. I understand everyone has freedom to do everything what they want and everything like that. But the problem is that in society, like, if you're hiring someone, I'm sorry, I did jump the gun.
Because I'm saying, like, it's just like you said, you're being freed, and yes, it'll be hard if you, because back then they still had whites only here and blacks only there. But once they've gone through all that, you finally get to a point where, you know, they've had families and had the families got bigger, and then suddenly you're now born, and you're born in this day and age, or you're born 30 years ago, and now you're like, okay, why don't you do your ancestors proud? The ones that had to go through the slavery and all that stuff, when the, you know, the separation where whites could only eat here and blacks could only go there. Now you're living in a great country where you can do anything you want. So instead of playing the, oh, poor me, my ancestors were slaves, blah, 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 how about you go out and make something of yourself and make them fucking proud and that sort of thing? So rather than that, that's what I was getting to.
What you're trying to say is people are always looking for excuses. I don't know if I heard correctly on it. Did you say, I'm not saying slavery was bad, or did you mean say, I'm not saying it's good?
I said I didn't say it was good.
You said by accident, I'm not saying slavery was bad.
But it wasn't.
That's a Freudian slip.
Well, actually, a lot of people, like you said, if you really read some of the history books and you look at the amount of slaves that were killed, it was only like, I think it was under 2,000 that were documented. Now, you go to somewhere like Chicago every year, blacks are killing blacks. There's more black-on-black murders every year than whatever any whites killed slaves or lynched slaves. So, and the thing was, too, there's been slaves in all races. The black people weren't the only slaves. And if you look at America, there was only like 3% of America that had slaves, and that was down in the South. That everywhere else in America didn't have slaves. They were pretty much against it. So you think the way they carry on, you'd think that every person had a slave like everyone has a pet dog. So it was crazy.
Mm. Well, I mean, slavery today...
Well, it's actually greater today than what it was back then.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not, you know, I call it modern day slavery now. It's not, you know, the what we saw in the movies and learnt in history in school,
like,
or whatever.
Roots and all those sort of shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like that today. I think most people in the world don't even realise it, but we are slaves to the system.
But there are still slaves in countries today. Like, you got child labour, you could probably class that as slaves.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But there are still some African countries, and like Somalia and that, where they still have slaves. But
in the Congo, there's
still but they always come back to two, even like in Australia, our land was invaded, or they'll say, to, you know, the Christopher Columbus and all them went to America and wiped out the Indians. But you have to remember, okay, before Captain Cook discovered Australia, and then years later, people come down and colonise it. It's like, even in England, I'm sure there was all clans that fought against each other and killed each other. In America, before the first white man came there, you had the Navajo, the Sioux, and all the Cherokee Indians, they used to fight and slaughter each other. So it's always been the way of the world. Then finally somebody built a boat and goes, hey, we can travel to this country. That's going to be the strongest survive. If you don't want to join us, we're going to make you slaves or wipe you out. So, you know, it's like the Aboriginals. We got, I think they've got like 100 or more different tribe of Aboriginals, and they used to fight amongst each other and slaughter each other. Some were cannibals. So, you know, it wasn't like we're the white men that were the only ones that came in and started killing everyone. We did it to ourselves before anyone even left their country.
Yeah.
I think you got to admit, like, all the films that show what slavery was like just black people on plantations getting whipped the fuck out and working their whole lives. That's not a very good look, though,
is it? That's not a good look, but not all of them were whipped, and a lot of them were actually treated, you wouldn't say well.
How do you know that? Huh? Where'd you get that from? Where do you know that?
I've read a lot of the black history books from people that have actually looked into it, because they always focus on that part that caused the division.
Worst, the worst part.
But there was a lot of house slaves that were treated well, that slept in the houses to take care of the people in the houses. Mm. And a lot of the slaves, they wanted them to work, so they did feed them okay, because they wanted them to be strong and work the fields. So if you started killing everyone and beating them down, you'd have no workers. So yeah, I'm sure some got out of line and the white men thought, hey, I'll show you what to do and make an example. But, you know, they weren't – not everyone was like on roots where they were.
Yeah,
well, you're thinking, okay, if you start beating them down that bad, who's going to work the fields? So, but there'll be like one or two to probably make an example of. So they'll be like, well, we better not step out of line or we're going to get –
it is like modern day slavery, like you were saying before, you know, like pay, it's basically like when you think about it, yeah, slaves back in the day to house and to feed and stuff, it cost a bit of money, innit? And it's like almost like the corporations that hire people for the minimum wage, that's exactly what they're doing. They're just modern day slaves. Mm-hmm. You're just getting paid to go home, to go sleep, to eat, and then you come back to work. Yeah. Except for you're not a slave, you're just a worker. Mm-hmm. Like, but you might as well be a slave, the way you're getting treated.
Well, the way they tax you and then they take all your money.
You've got bare minimum money just so you can eat and so you can pay your rent and bills. So it is like that.
And I think that's the thing too. That's why some people, like I said, all they do is complain on Facebook, because even though as bad as shit is, like you said, they've still got their house, they've still got a little bit of food on the table, so they're still a little bit comfortable. But generally when things shit hit the fan, generally it's always from that one person who's, I got nothing left to lose, so fuck it, you know. And when you've got nothing to lose and you're a desperate person, you're like, well, I got nothing left to do, so I might go and fucking shoot up a building or do whatever, or just go invade somewhere, or, you know, just go cause problems, because I don't care anymore. I've lost everything as it is. So I think still people, as bad as things are, people are still a little bit more comfortable than, you know.
Yeah, I mean, 100%, they're more comfortable than, you know, 300 years ago when slavery was rife, but... it's a different era, isn't it? We've moved on, technology's advanced or whatever, and that's why I call it, it's modern day slavery, isn't it?
Well, we have moved on, but it's like I said, the people keep living in the past, and I'm like, okay, like I said, we all know what's happened in the past. It's good to learn about your past, but don't live in it now. We've got to move forward and, you know, come together and work together and do stuff together rather than keep bringing up the past. You keep bringing up the past, you're never going to go forward, so...
I don't think people are focused on slavery anymore, though. It's like they call it, like, I suppose, the more recent one is probably like white privilege.
Yeah, well, and in America, they bring it up because they want the reparations now.
So do they
Yeah.
Really, even now?
They want the reparations still,
Reparations for slavery. Didn't Jewish people got reparations for thingy, didn't they?
I think some did, from the war.
Yeah, so there is a lot of African countries that are sort of being paid reparations. Like, for example, Germany paid some reparations to, I think it was Namibia or whatever. But, I mean, they did some
slavery was fucked up. Yeah. I'm not remembering. There was some messed up shit.
Absolutely.
When they used to
ruined.
Feed children to, like, alligators and shit. I still read some messed up shit, actually. I was kind of moving on to listening to what you're saying, but other people have got to remember.
The Romans did a lot of bad shit.
Yeah, I know, but we got people like now, innit? It's not like there's Romans walking around like, you know what, my ancestors. Not like that. It's not recent enough. Like, that only happened. It was only like 60, 70, 80 years ago.
Reparations even. It's like, well, where do you go back? It's like, okay, you can say this white people had a plantation with black slaves, and if they've still got ancestors now, they say, we want reparations from them. But it's like, well... shouldn't you maybe go back to Africa to the black people that sold so your relatives to the white people? It's like the only reason they went over there to buy them was because, you know, one of the first slave owners, I forget his name now, I said William someone, the first slave owner in America was a black man. A lot of black people owned slaves. It wasn't just white people.
In America, a black person owned a slave?
Yeah.
But how... What do you mean? What did he use the slaves for? Did he have his own, like, plantation or something?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and if you look at it too, there was even back in the slave days, I was reading one book And even back then, there was a black judge, there was a black mayor of a town. So everyone just thinks that blacks didn't have anything at all, because they said everyone's so focused on the South, but blacks had jobs and other stuff too. So yeah, but I forget his name though. If you look it up, you look up, he was a black man.
I'm guessing that would have been one of the northern states in America. Wouldn't have been one down in the South.
The black one that had the slaves.
There was one in the South. There was a black judge. Yeah. That's new to me. I definitely didn't know that.
But they're the ones that they don't tell you about, because it's like they just want to focus more on dividing people. And if you start looking at it, you go, okay, well, yeah, okay, this shit was happening, but yet still some were doing okay, so...
Mm. I ain't looked that much into it, so I can't even lie. I'm just going to have a look after it.
You're like, what's this fucking white guy with a tattoo on his face talking to a dark-skinned man about? Confusing me. Full of shit. But that's what they want. They want white man bad, this and that. Mm. And that's what.
I think for an individual, though, like in this modern day, I don't think it's more like, oh, slavery, you know, your people did this to mine and your people have got this and that. It's more like, you know, this in this country... Specifically, it's a white country, isn't it? Like you would say, England is a white country, just like you'd say Ghana is a black country, whatever.
But if I walk around London, I see a lot of
London's a melting pot. The rest of the country is different, isn't it? But anyway, the point, even if you are talking about here,
like Luton, will I get a job in Luton as a white man?
We could pick out individual cities. Yeah, we could pick. But what the point is, I'm trying to make is that like I think that when you talk about white privilege, they're not saying white people are privileged. They're saying every other race is not as privileged, in the sense that maybe businesses were started a long time ago when like, you know, white people could start businesses
poorest,
and get it.
One of the poorest populations is the white people in the Appalachians, worse than the black people in America.
What was that, sorry?
The Appalachians in America of the white people, that's one of the poorest and most you don't hear about than the black people.
Yeah, but in terms of like a city that's running and everything like that, there's like, so these businesses that started a long time ago, you've got, they're white owned, and you know, it's just more like when you, a white, if you was a white person hired people, you're more than likely to hire white people than black people. Not even because you don't like black people, because you like, it's just like what you're used to, innit?
They always say that, but no one ever complains about, in Australia, there's ads in the newspaper and everywhere where Chinese just hire their own, they only hire Chinese. And I've got a friend, we'll put it this
way. That's a minority though, isn't it? Like, you're talking about Chinese people in Australia. No, but they're not like as much as white people. What's the percentage? You'd say like 5% of the country is Chinese, maybe.
I don't know. You go to Sydney or some big cities that spot the Aussie. It'd be like going to Luton and count up the white English people down there. So,
but that's what I'm saying. It's like makes up like maybe 5-10% of the whole country.
Australia's only got like 26 million in the whole population, so...
It's a massive country.
26 million?
Yeah, massive country. But
What? And we've got like 60 million people in this country.
You've probably got more.
We've
got more in the UK, yeah.
That's crazy. We're so small. Wow.
And as I said, it's just like, you know, they're just different areas and that sort of thing where, like I said, I've been to Sydney sometimes and I'd be lucky to see probably 10 other white people in some. If I went into a shopping centre, it'll be a cross between Asian and Muslim type in there.
Really?
In certain areas. And
why is it so hard to get into Australia then?
I don't understand that, because I've got friends that have criminal records can't get in.
Yeah, like straight up, you can't go in there with a criminal record.
If you come in, if you're illegal, because we get so many so-called refugees, but they're just economical refugees. They come there saying, oh, we're fleeing persecution, I can't go home. And so many of them have been found out. They've gone home 6 times for weddings. They're going back for this and that. So, you know, it's probably like coming here. They probably cross 12 other countries that could take them, but Australia gives out housing. They get housing before Australians do. They get credit cards.
That's like everywhere, it seems like, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, pretty much in most Western countries right now.
And they know that. So that's why they're coming to the Western countries, which I don't understand, because a lot of people that come to the Western countries hate the Western culture.
Yeah.
So it's like you can go to parts of Sydney where it's similar to Luton. You know, every couple of hours they're blaring prayer music over the speakers.
You hate Luton, innit? You brought up like
just
6
comes
times.
Just comes up.
It's a bit mad over this.
How do you know about Luton?
Yeah, how do you know about that?
Just on the news when I see some of the riots and the white people getting beat up there to go down there.
His whole YouTube search is just Luton.
It just pop up by itself and I'd see a story on it.
Just going back to that little point though, what is the deal with Australia and not letting people in with criminal record? Like why?
I don't know.
My mate couldn't get in there. Like, he just to work, like to get a working visa.
Considering
they
were built on criminals.
Yeah, I know, right? It's kind of mad.
Stupid, isn't it? Yeah, but then
it's not changed now either. It's still the same. Because that's 10 years ago.
Which I don't agree with it either, because okay, let's just say you did something 10 years ago and you did your time, you paid the price for it.
Mm.
You shouldn't be held back for the rest of your life for it. You know, people make mistakes.
Australia's beautiful as well. It's crazy. Yeah,
they've got some pretty harsh rules there, and it's a lot of it is down to the bloody dictator. Yeah. I can't remember her name now for the life of me. The was that the premier that was throughout COVID?
When back in Australia.
Yeah, in Australia, yeah.
Oh, who do we have in prime minister then? Well, it wasn't Julia Gillard, was it?
The last few years, she was a white woman, brown hair, skinny sort of face.
That describes a lot of them. that describes a lot, you racist bastard. Who was that guy over here? He was black, you know, big lips, big nose. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, but yeah, no, she was a...
Look it up.
She was a bit of a dictator, man. I remember
seeing half of them. That's like half of them in there, but... Yeah, but they're all
like I remember that. They wouldn't even let anyone out of the country.
No, one state wouldn't let people in or out. So if you even lived in that state, it was like anywhere. If you had family members that died, you couldn't go to the funerals. You couldn't
go in or out.
Couldn't go
fucking
to the
nuts.
Hospital. Well, even when it came down to getting the vaccine, you could go to a shopping centre, but yet you couldn't go into the stores if you weren't vaccinated. But the main part of the shopping centre where the food court is and that, say I was vaccinated and you were my best friend, we could hang out, I could be touching you, whatever. You got to wait here. I'm going into the store.
That's mad.
So it's like,
it's like
everyone's mixing out here, but you can't go into the individual store to shop if you didn't have a vaccine.
But how were they sort of enforcing that though? Were they asking for
a QR code.
So and that QR code would do what? What would it do? Did they have a link to the government database and you scan it?
So that's
proper against your
imagine just
privacy.
Get tattoos on their arm and go back to the camp.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I'm saying. That is modern day slavery right there.
Yeah.
Mad.
That's mad.
They're like the same as here. So many people lost their jobs and lost their businesses.
They tried to here, but there is still laws here that prevented them from doing it. For example, here, your vaccination status, that would be your private medical records.
Yeah.
And there is no database that the NHS is allowed to share with all these corporations. Yeah. Like, for example, a shop. They can't have access to that database. So it's funny how in Australia they allowed that to happen. It's fucking nuts.
You have to have it carry it with you. I know some people had fake ones done up and stuff like that even. But
that's what I mean, isn't it? Because they don't have a database. You show them a QR code. They have no way of proving that QR code is linked to a database.
You know when you travel, they would scan it when you're traveling. So
I remember they used to say, oh, no, you have to scan your QR code or whatever. But how does a foreign country have access to the private medical records of the NHS back in the UK? It never made sense to me. Yeah. I mean, I travel wherever. I used to literally take the piss. I used to say, right, I don't know how it worked in Australia, but here we had like this traffic light system. So you'd get countries that are green, orange and red. If it's a red, you know, you can't go there. Mm. And if you do go there, you have to quarantine when you get back and all this. If it's an orange, you can go, but I can't remember what the rules were, whatever. And I literally used to go, right, here's a list of all the red countries. I go on my Instagram and I'd say, right, which one shall I go to? And then, you know, I do a little poll and people would choose it. I'm like, right, I'm going to go there just to take the piss out of the system.
Yeah, well, like in Australia, people were locked down for so long in Australia that if you lived, just say, in like this town, you could only go within 5 kilometres. And if you were stopped by a policeman and they look get your license and go, wait a minute, you're out of your range, you'd get fined.
That sounds like the 15-minute cities to me.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm pretty sure Australia's definitely subscribed to that, but have you heard of C40 Cities?
No.
So basically it's this worldwide organisation.
Mm.
And every sort of city, well, every major city in the world, they've signed up to it. And it's basically they're implementing this new system where it's basically 15-minute cities. So
actually, I've heard about that. Yeah, I have. Yeah,
so they've created this thing where, and this is something that we're probably going to start seeing more and more of over the next few years.
I think COVID was a test for a lot of
things. Oh, yeah, 100%. But yeah, so
it was a test mainly for how far can we push people and control them to see where the limits are and what we 100% can get people to do and stuff.
We're seeing
like that.
The sort of back end of that coming off.
Even people now, if you look in the things, even with California that's burnt down, they want that to be one of those cities, so they figured they've burned it out.
Yeah, what is it?
The
LA Olympics is by chance in that exact area where everything got burnt down.
Are you serious?
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but there's actually a thing, they posted it, where it's actually how they want LA to be like one of those 15 type minute cities?
Oh yeah, LA, I've checked, LA is on the list anyway. Yeah. But these cities, they're literally called 15 minute cities. Yeah. And everything you could possibly want or need is in there. Workplace, mm-hmm. your clothes, you need to buy your food. And then I'm not sure how much you know about the CBDCs, that are coming up. We're moving into sort of digital currency. So you're going to have your, there's not going to be any more banks in here in the UK.
I've heard a bit about that too, but there's actually, can't remember the name of it. It's in China right now. And I think there's three cities.
Social credit system.
Yeah, we've got that, And
well, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, and I was watching this one. It was funny because the same sort of thing. They don't have any money. They had the credit system. Yeah. And it's like, you know, cameras everywhere as there is. And it showed just like four different people. And this one guy had a nice apartment and that he could drive 7 days a week, that, but I think he did something wrong, so they marked him down a system. He had to move into a shittier apartment. Then he could only drive like 4 days a week. And that sort
that's,
of stuff.
I mean, that's where we're going. And it gets even deeper than that. You'll be on like a calorie controlled diet. So they'll say, right, for this week, you're allowed this amount of calories. So you can go into a shop, buy food. But then when the calorie limit is reached, you can't buy any more food.
Yeah. That's the way it's like that. Remember that movie, was it? Out of Time with Justin Timberlake. Remember they get the credits to work.
It's almost like these films come out just to, you know,
they probably inspire people.
Yeah, but I've always said that because I think if you call it the cabal or whatever it is, this organization,
I mean,
I think by their rules, they say they have to let you know what they're doing. That way they can say, well, we told you. And they reckon that's how they do it through movies.
Well, it is mental programming anyway, because you watch it on a film. You know, like, for example, what was that film called where there was an outbreak of a virus and everyone...
20 Days Later.
So, no, that's the zombie.
The one with Dustin Hoffman and that. Wasn't it called Outbreak, where the monkey escaped and it...
Yeah, but it's like they're programming you to let you know, oh, if that happens, we need to be careful. Mm. And then, you know, all of a sudden it happens. It's like mental programming.
We all laughed back in the day when Dick Tracy had a phone watch. Oh, talking into a phone watch. And then it's a common thing now. Everyone has Apple Watches and stuff and that, so...
It's like they're programming.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the president in Back to the Future 2.
Well, he did make it to governor the governor of California.
But sometimes maybe you're looking at it the wrong way around, though. You're looking at that, you're saying that this, they're letting us know, but maybe those films inspired people. It's the creative writing and speaking.
Those films come from people over in
the film industry's tapped anyway, isn't it?
Stealth jet. By the time, you know, people said they've seen things, whether it's a UFO and that. By the time they said, okay, we've got the stealth bomber, they had it for 20 years already. Yeah. So God knows what they got now type thing. So I think a lot of these things were, what do they say, something follows art or whatever, truth is stranger than fiction or whatever the saying is. But, yeah, I think a lot of these movies come based from what they've already got type
100%.
Thing.
100%. You know what?
Look at one of those Mission Impossible ones when first – you know, he had the glove on. He's moving the screens around, you know, and doing all that stuff. And I was like, wow, he's got a glass screen.
That's futuristic.
Yeah, it's like, that's
we're
but
there
then,
now, isn't it?
Then when they finally come, they said, oh, yeah, we've had that for a long time, that sort of technology. So
that's
I think some of these people that are in the know, as I said, look at The Simpsons. It's like how many times had these stupid predictions. It's like Trump coming down the escalator and that years before he came down the escalator. So.
Yeah, they do say the military's got 10 years ahead of technology in society or whatever. They've got 10 years or 20 years.
Do you know
everything?
They have, but do you know what kills me about these films is you'll watch them and everyone will always root for the good guy, you know, the guy that's being persecuted and, you know, like, what was the film you just mentioned, In Time? Was it In Time you said?
Yeah,
you'll root for was it Justin Timberlake? Yeah. You'll root for him or whatever, and everyone wants him to whatever. But in real life, when that shit happens, they're calling the police on their neighbour. Look, I saw them having, there was more than two people in the house. I'm calling, it's fucking nuts, bro.
I think in that movie, someone was dubbing him in, weren't they? He was trying to get the time for his mother, to give his mother time.
Heartbreaking film, isn't it?
But then there was another one. What was the other one too, where they were, once you get to a certain age, you had to be like put to death. It was like 40 odd or so. Once you got to that age, you were terminated. Or because they said, you go on to, it was like a futuristic one. We take you from this utopia, but we're going to take you somewhere else, which is even better. And then somebody found out, no, they're taking them out to kill them. And terminate them and stuff, so they try to escape.
It's what you're saying, though, isn't it? They pit everyone against each other, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's what they want. It's like,
people will watch a film and they'll, you know, they'll be on the right side in the film, but in real life, everyone's for. Australia.
Exactly that. I said, I used to always watch like The Walking Dead or something, and you'd be like, okay, if there was that many fucking zombies and there's this many people, It's like when you all band together, but it's like they all start fighting over food or stuff. Mm. Rather than kill each other, because fuck, there's not many of you left, just band together. And you'd see, then they'd go raiding the stores for food and shooting each other to get petrol and stuff. I'm thinking, it's just a movie. But then what happened when COVID came out. Look at these fucking dickheads going toilet to the rolls. Store, grabbing toilet paper, grabbing food. It's like, it looked like the fucking movies. It's like nobody was there to help everybody. Yeah. Everyone became so fucking greedy for themselves. I'm thinking, fuck, we're fucked as humans. It is as bad as the movies.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I think the cabal, whatever we want to call them, I think they've cottoned on to how stupid humanity really is.
I just picture these people standing around, like, you know, those old war movies with the big war board. It's like, you know, just moving pieces around. They slide this over. We're going to go into that country and destroy it. Then we'll move in and rebuild it and get the contracts
for it.
Then once we start a war there, that'll make them fight against those people. And
but, you know, you just said people, they're cotton on to how people are stupid. Don't you feel like maybe we should, you know, people are stupid. So maybe we should just jump on a bandwagon and start our own organisation and just control the people.
Because
what's the point of helping stupid people?
One option, the other option is just disconnect from it all, man. Just train, skydive, fuck the world. You know?
Well, that's the thing. There's so many people now are connected to their phones.
Yeah.
And they're just seeing constant shit. Look at even when Trump was in for 4 years, all you heard was Russian collusion. And it comes out, it was all made up. Hillary Clinton, he never had any collusion with Russia. People believed it so much because that's all they read all the time. It's in their face all the time. And young kids, that's all they're seeing on their phone is this and that. It's like you hardly see young people talking, communicating. If they're in a park, they're not playing anything. They're just sitting in the park, scrolling. I like sitting in the airport. In the old days, people talk to each other. You might read a newspaper or a book. Everyone's like this. As soon as the plane lands, what do you hear? Ding, 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 ding. Might have been an hour flight. What'd you fucking miss in an hour? Some notifications on Facebook or fucking Instagram? As I said, they're slowly just programming us through all the fucking technology. And now, shit, look at young kids as young as three. Before, you know, when I was young, you go grocery shopping, sitting in the trolley, your mum would talk to you, she'd pay attention to you. Now, here's fucking iPad, shut up. And, you know, we're just fucking that art of communication.
I was thinking about what you're saying right now, and is it not, maybe, this is just a thought, maybe we are just old-timers. Because you remember when we was young, our parents were like, you're always on the TV, and they was always telling, it's always the older generation telling the younger generation that they're doing something wrong, and maybe we're just the older generation that doesn't understand
generation, because...
But maybe that's where the society's going, maybe that's how we're going to evolve.
Back then, in our generation, we knew that men couldn't have periods and couldn't have babies and that. Now you'll have young kids today arguing they can. It's like, you can't. I don't care what you say. You can't have a baby.
I don't think there's enough people. I think, you know these things, it seems like there's so many of them around.
It's a vocal minority.
It's not, it's a very vocal minority. Like the extremists.
The things they get all the attention when you're saying there's 130 pronouns, zeg, zing, zem, zem. It's like, you're making up fucking stupid.
Everyone's so afraid to offend anyone with a woke ideology these days. Yeah. It's like... I don't know how. Do you follow sort of politics here in the UK? Do you know much about Keir Starmer, the pedo protector sausage?
We talked about that though.
He's the pedo protector.
You reckon still? Even after we talked 100%, about
it? He's still a pedophile protector.
Pretty much all politicians, like whether it be here, Australian, like I said, they're some of the worst fucking. If you looked into the backgrounds, they're some of the worst criminals around, and some of the shit they do. You can just go back to the Catholic churches when they used to know shit and move priests around rather than fucking kick them out or have them arrested. They just move the pedophile priest to another church, and he carries on doing the same shit. So it's crazy.
The same thing with politics, really. Yeah, that's why there's terms, you know, 4-year terms, because you know all the shit will build up by the end of the 4-year term. Then he'll move out, a new prime minister will come in. Oh, look, it's a fresh prime minister. Oh, let's forget about all that.
No matter what, it's like the P. Diddy thing. It's like so many people are crazy to get in positions of power that getting there. Sometimes they've got to do some scrupulous shit to get there. So it's like everyone has so much shit on everybody else.
That's politics. No, there's not a single politician I feel that is, not been tapped or done something. There is one or two here.
Yeah, but that's why I think, that's why I like Trump, because Trump's not a career politician. Most career politicians have got there to the very top because they've got help on the way. They might give someone a big contract that's worth $1 billion. Mm. Will you give us that contract and we'll help you get here and that? Whereas Trump's being his own man, he doesn't owe anyone anything. He's saying, I'm going to come in and clean that shit up. They're like, fuck, he's going to destroy our way of life.
He's certainly original for sure. And I, on the balance and scales of things, I do like Trump. Mm. I just feel like with him, there might be so many attachments to other things going on in the world. And it's like, we're seeing it all around the place right now. Everyone's like looking to him for answers, but he's the president of the USA, you know, like he's a-
But the sad thing is, I was like, as they say, you know, if America sneezes, we get a cold because we're all sort of joined at the hip. If America does something, I'm sure England gets involved, Australia gets involved in it. So that's why people say, where do you care what happens in America? Because sadly, what happens there does affect
And this is what I mean. It's like, I feel like we are actually moving towards this one world government might be, you know, sooner rather than later than what we think.
Who's going to be in charge of that?
Well, if we look at who the powerhouse of the world is, obviously it's the USA, isn't it? They've got the biggest sort of powerfulest military.
And you reckon they're going to control everything?
Well, I don't know. This is the thing, but we are certainly moving towards world government.
The Soros and the Rothschilds and their Bilderberg group, I'm sure they got the person.
Yeah, well, I mean, they own the central banking system. That is the ultimate form of
control.
How long
are the Rothschilds at that? You could probably go back almost, to the 14th century where the Rothschilds have been around funding wars on both sides back then. So it's like, it's crazy.
What about China and Russia, though? They're not going to have that.
Well, there's that, what is it? It's called BRICS, isn't it?
I went to Russia not long ago. I had the greatest time there. The people were nice. The food was, he actually had some of the best, freshest food ever because Putin's against all that.
Oh, yeah, GMOs.
I'm like, wow, this is how food fucking is meant to taste again. And, you know, okay, the war was down a bit from where I was. I went to, like, Moscow and just a few other little places. And people were some of the friendliest people I met. They were nice. I mean, and clean too. And, yes, okay, it's like I said, where I go sometimes, the shit you see on the streets and how young kids behave, it's like, well, they're very dictatorship-type countries. I'm thinking, well, sometimes a little bit of harder laws are pretty fucking good to keep people...
Results.
You know, it's like, now I'm not sure it's like here, but you can go to jail in Australia, similar to America, just like a revolving door, letting all the fucking criminals out. It's almost like the victim has no rights. The criminal has more rights than the fucking victim. And now it's like, yes, that people have mental health, but now that seems to be the get out of jail card now. Yeah. Well, why'd you do it? Oh, I got mental health problems and shit like that.
But you'd say that though, they mess you up. They'll give you tablets that will just turn you into a zombie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't even think that's an option anymore. I don't even want to do
that. That's why Trump's going to be in trouble with Kennedy, because Kennedy going after Big Pharma, it's like, remember what happened to your relatives, Kennedy? It's like, once you start messing with companies that make
control
trillions
the fucking world. Like, well, it's going to be interesting that. But front of the battle, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
You see, there's people just, they're targeting CEOs now of big companies. Like
that kid that killed
like that.
Insurance company.
But there's another
company.
One that happened as well, apparently, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, was it?
There's a second one.
And it's sad that happened, but it's like, why did he do it? And that, then some people were praising. Like, you should never praise someone getting murdered. But like I said, when you have nothing left and there's someone like that, there's been other, like, not CEOs killed, but in America when I was living there were people that have gone into health officers and just shot them up because, you know, if you're getting denied and you've got a loved one that's dying of cancer and they're taking your money for whatever, but they say, we're not going to cover that and all sort of shit. So some people do lose their shit over it and go, even if you're that person dying and they keep denying you an operation and you're thinking, well, fuck, they've denied a life-saving operation.
Yeah.
I got 2 months to live. Well, I'm not going alone. I'm going to take you fuckers with me. And I actually had a friend that worked in a health insurance company. He would tell me it was as bad as you hear. They'd have, like, at the end of the year, they'd hire out a big hotel somewhere and have these big dinners and shit. And people are actually given bonuses for the amount of claims you denied.
Oh,
it's fucked. You know, the insurance company, they literally have teams in halls that are dedicated to finding clauses in the policy so they don't have to pay out insurance.
Did you see that guy, too, actually had a thing he was working on where it was AI generated? And the AI thing would go through all the things
and start denying
claims before it actually got to a person.
But that's even the insurance. Like, I'm talking about even the pharmaceutical companies that are charging these massive prices that people can't afford. Like, how accountable are they? Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
If they're killing people, they literally are.
Did
by
you
not
see that movie
people...
Dope Sick?
No. Oh, I think I heard
There's a documentary called Dope Sick, but there's also a TV series, and Michael Keating plays the doctor in the town. It's when they first brought out the Oxycontin and all that sort of stuff. And it's like, they're like, it's, you know, it's non-addictive, it's coded, so it's time released. And they started in this little town somewhere in the mountain area in America because they're all coal miners. They all had bad backs and they're in pain. They give up. And in that one town, over 200 people died. So these people start to look into it. Then they found out the guy who worked on the FDA, he was getting paid by the main guy that ran the pharmaceutical company, and it's just this whole big... Yeah, there's a good documentary.
That's how these big pharma works, though, isn't it? It's all massive network of cronyism.
And the thing is, too, when they do get caught, like, they've made so many billions of dollars from this one drug. We're going to fine you $50
million. That's fine, thank you.
Yeah, it's like, okay, now we'll make another drug. Yeah, it's like, I remember, look at Anadrol in Australia when it came out. You know, bodybuilders used to take it. You could buy it for $100 a bottle. You know, because, you know, it's good because it makes you strong and that increase your red blood cells. They took it off the market. But then when the AIDS epidemic come out, they're like, this is actually a good drug because it increases red blood cells. Brought it back out on the market. Now it's $1,000 a bottle. So it was like...
Is that how much pharmaceutical oxymephalone is?
And that was for the Anadrol, the steroid.
Yeah, and oxymephalone, that's the...
Yeah.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah, so it was, when they brought it back, because they're like, oh, wait a minute, we can make money now from AIDS patient. Whoops.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And when you hear what these tablets are, what it costs to make them,
it's less than pennies per... Yeah.
There's that guy, he's got, I swear he's got a cure for AIDS or something like that, and he's charging... He's doing a podcast.
People are hating him.
Yeah, they're like, do you not have any sort of...
Morals.
You know, he goes, no, because it's my property, and that's how much I'm selling it for. He just didn't give a shit.
Just a thing a couple of weeks ago, Putin was on the news and that, and he had some of his doctors there. They've just got this drug now. It's what's that word? Like, not a resorbitizers or when it shrinks the cancer cells or something. Not like something like a, sounds like aromatize, but it's something where it.
I don't think I know what you're talking about. But it's a cancer medication. Is it?
Yeah, but it's like right now it's working on breast cancer and some other thing. They've put it into the cells and it's actually shrinking them and making them disappear. Putin said they just got to do a few more trials done on humans. And if it's clear to go, he's going to give it out for free.
Yeah, see, that's bad boy.
And that's how it should be. But then again, it's like I said, you're going to get big pharma companies where they don't want people. They want everyone to – they're given now – I was watching a program. They're given, you know, the Ozempic, the six-year-old.
Oh, the fact, like, we've got it so
bad.
Yeah,
but they're giving it – in America, they're giving it to six-year-old kids now.
That's fucked.
And they've discovered, giving it to them at a young age like that, it does something while they're growing that they've got to be on it for life. Oh, so there's a customer for life. It's like now you get a kid that runs around a bit, ADHD, give him some fucking tablets, another customer for life. Yep. It's like they don't want people to be healthy. It's like...
Oh, no, healthy customers makes them go poor.
Well, back in the old days, remember you go to a doctor and a doctor would check you over and see what you had and try and help you to fix you. Now it's like they just give you shit to maintain what you have.
Yeah.
And then half the shit you take causes other problems. Now you need this tablet to counteract... That tablets, it's just crazy.
The medical profession has been tapped right now. It's like doctors, I don't know, I wouldn't trust them for nothing.
Well, back in the day too, like I said, you'd go to a doctor, he'll check you and go, you have this, you need this. Now people go on Google, that's what I got. Hey doctor, I got this and I need this medication. And some doctors just go, okay, there's your script.
They are, doctors right now, they are, I would call them more salesmen than anything else. They are literally big pharma salesmen.
Yeah.
Most of the time you go to see a doctor, they don't even know, you know, they don't even know what is wrong with you or the condition. Yeah. And they will literally sit there on the computer, Google, read something for 5-10 minutes, be like, this is what you've got. And this is the allopathic medication.
And it's sad
that I'm
too, because there are good doctors out there, but look at the good ones that didn't agree with the vaccine. They said, wait a minute, this isn't good. And that they either get fired, lose their job. It's like, if you don't toe the line, you're out. You're going to do as we say. You're going to inject these people no matter what it is. It's like, you know, there was one, I remember when I was living in America, a doctor got fired because there was a drive-by, someone got shot, so the people took him to the emergency and just pushed him out the car. Because they're at the front of the hospital, this doctor sees them out there bleeding. When I got him, brought him in, he lost his job because you're not meant to bring him in because they might not have health insurance. If you bring him in and something goes wrong, now they can sue the hospital. But he's like,
Even though he's under the Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah, that's what he said. He goes, that's my job. And my job is to save lives. He goes, how can I stand here watching a guy bleed out the front? Yeah. And he's like, what? I got, come on, crawl in, get through the doors. It's like, so he lost his job. Like, the world's just fucking...
God,
like,
that is terrible.
I just sit there some days going, if there's a fucking meteor, hit us now. Because sometimes I wonder, sometimes when we see... I was watching this one program and they reckon... We're like the seventh generation of humans that have been put here by aliens or whatever you want to call it, the Anunnaki and all those sort of things, that we're the seventh generation because the first generation didn't learn, so they wiped them out and all that sort of thing. So we're the seventh generation. So sometimes I figure when we find these things like these pyramids and stuff, we're like, oh, how were they made? They reckon it's just made from us. But because we got wiped out, then they restarted again. Mm. We're just finding shit that our ancestors have made that had the technology, but then because we fucked up and they're like, you're going in the wrong direction, we're going to wipe you out.
You reckon they wipe us out or we wipe ourselves out?
Because they see what we're doing to ourselves and we're going to end up doing it anyway. So they're just like, cut them off, get rid of them.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, so when you see some of those...
If that is the case, we are definitely moving towards a wipeout.
We're getting close. Depends what the goal is, isn't it?
Yeah,
because
maybe
that was a utopia. Maybe they was like, this is boring. Mm. Let's just wipe her out and start over again. Maybe they want this shit.
They want aggressive bacteria. I don't believe in the moon landing either. That's some of the shit like that. Because it's like...
Oh, 100%.
There's something weird about that.
But they talk about it now. And they had this one guy on now and he's doing these suits. He's like, yeah, we've got to work out how these space suits can get through that. What's that belt with all the radiation? And all this sort of stuff. Thinking, well, wouldn't you have all this information before? You've already fucking gone there. But they're doing it like this is the first time they've ever gone, which it probably is. And stuff like that. So, but then I think to myself, they reckon they just go up in the orbit, just where, you know, just that we're going to go so high we can't go out into space, whatever, due to the radiation and stuff. And they reckon the fuel, we still don't have the fuel to go to the moon. Then even something as simple as, you know, you've been here on Earth and you look up at the moon on a big full moon, you can see craters on the moon, can't you? It's like, wow, on those big blue moons. And I think to myself, then why, and how big, the Earth's like, what, 4 or 5 times bigger than the moon? But yet when they stood on the moon looking back at the Earth, it looked like a fucking marble. If we're that much bigger, shouldn't we be standing on the moon looking at the Earth? It should be like, fuck, look, it's fucking Africa. We can see the country and that. So it's like, but even apart from that, I'm like, when they go up in these space stations, we're taking a frog up to see this. And I'm like, the billions and billions they're doing there. I said, how about we concentrate on getting shit right here on our planet? We don't know what's on the bottom of the ocean.
We've only explored 2% of the...
All that money is like, we want to go to Mars. It's like, how about we get shit right here before we go fuck up another planet or do shit like that? There's people out here that are still... You go around countries, there's people starving. It's like even in a place like London or in UK and Australia or even like in America, we'll be sending... What, 60 billion to Ukraine when you've got your own people?
Don't get me started.
I'm all for helping other countries as long as everyone in your country is good. Yeah. Then go play world police, stuff like that. Or once us here on Earth and we don't have wars and famines and shit like that, then go waste trillions to go into fucking outer space.
That's true. Get your shit
right down here first before you start wandering off.
Literally, you're talking the textbook for what's going on right here in the UK at the moment. Sausage Starmer is literally just throwing money all about the place, but not actually looking after what's going on here.
That's your
fucking nuts.
Taxpayers' money that's going out the fucking window and shit. Yeah,
literally just farting it out day by day.
I've seen it like in Australia. Here, it's like, and the cost of living's going up, and the poor people on the pension can't afford to put the heating on and shit. And look, as soon as food goes up, their pension, or sometimes in Australia they say we're going to give the pensioners a $23 pay rise a month. I'm thinking, the way the cost of petrol's going up or food's going up, that doesn't do fuck all. And some of the pensioners in Australia, they live in like a government housing and their rent's taken out of their whatever their pension is. So if the pension goes up, their rent goes up. So they're further ahead than the beginning. So it's...
Yes, right.
So in conclusion, we're fucked.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. That, you know, like your answer was maybe we should just jump on the bandwagon and control the idiots.
Yeah, let's do it.
I say what you say.
It's like, look, love thy neighbour, do the best you can. Like I said, when it comes to racism, there's always going to be a dickhead here and there, but I reckon 95% of the people don't care if you're black, white, what religion you are. Everyone just wants to be happy, have a job, take care of their family.
Yeah.
If you see your neighbour needs help, help your fucking neighbour. They don't care if the neighbour's black or whatever. You get along. So, and that's what the majority of people want. So just do it, you know. Just forget about all this other shit because that's just distractions to make us fight amongst ourselves.
100%. I think I've said it millions of times, but the biggest, like, fuck you anyone can give to the cabal or these one world governments or new world orders right now is just to disconnect from it and just take care of yourself and your family.
Imagine if you go, like I said, you go on a holiday and you go to an island. You're probably the best time ever. You took your family to an island and let's just say 20 families went to that island of all different religions, races and stuff. you'd probably all get along great. You'd have the best time ever. Yeah, then you come back to
this Ilford. Yeah. It's mad. Everyone's just segregated and no one talks to each other. Yeah. No one's smiling at each other. Yeah. Everyone's got their own belief system in it. Like, and they just think it's... And also you've got to remember that in other cultures, like, you know, London is a very... it was a very friendly place. Yeah. Like, everyone would say hello to each other and know each other and blah, blah, blah.
When we were kids.
Like that now. Even maybe 15 years ago.
Like Sydney was like that, you know. That's where, like, yeah, we had immigrants, Greek, you know, we had the Lebanese come in, the Muslims, we had the Chinese, everyone. But everyone came in assimilated. They learnt the language. They all got on. You could have a Chinese grocery shop here and the Greek shop here and that. And everyone got along great.
That is
great. But now all of a sudden all this shit suddenly comes up. And now, like you said, they got now all the Greek or the Muslim would live in this neighbourhood. And that's like, and no one would talk to these people and no one talks to that people. And
how did that happen? Why did that happen?
I don't know. It's like, I think like you said, slowly somehow we've been programmed to stay away from those people. And like, you know, when you're younger, that's the bad man, stay away from them. But I had a thing on the news just not long ago, a guy had his snake, a pet snake. You'd like that because you like those stupid animals. And it's like he lost his snake and his neighbour found it. So his neighbour told him, the snake's here. And he's on the news going, yeah, my neighbour found it. He's a really nice guy. Like, I've been living here 15 years and that's the first time we spoke. I'm like, when I was young, everybody knew everyone in our street. You know, like, you could leave the key in the door at night. But everyone, I'd go walking with my grandfather down the street. It'd take like an hour just to get to the shop because he'd be talking to this neighbour, that neighbour. And like, everyone got along great.
I liked it like that. I mean, that's how London was as well. It was really
there
nice.
There was community back in the day. Now you can live next door. You don't know your neighbour's name. You've lived next door to them for 10 years.
Yeah, but that's because I don't think... You see, back then, it's almost like we were second generation. So we were getting along and the parents were getting on. But now it's almost like people are coming from different countries without, like, they don't want to assimilate. They want to just bring their own culture over from where they was. And I don't know, it's just like that now. And they're adamant that they're going to do that as well. They don't want to learn another culture. If I was going to go to another country now at this age,
I'd learn it.
I'd get involved. Yeah, exactly. That'd be part of my choice.
Look, American Chinese and Mandarin's a hard language, but if I was going to live there, I'd learn it.
Do you know
just
any?
To fit in. No,
I think if you spoke Chinese, it would be the funniest.
Have you been China before?
Actually, you can do an experiment. You can get your phone out and put Google Translator on it.
Yeah.
And go Chinese to English.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course, man. That's the new thing, isn't it? There's even
no,
more
I mean, like, if you had your phone
like
this, I don't know if it will come up. Go to Google. Where's, like, Google Translator?
Yeah, I've got the app on my phone.
Oh, you do? You got the app already? We'll bring it up.
I used it in Thailand. It was mad. I just talked to people.
Are you just talking about
something? No, I'm talking about something.
All right, go on.
Put on Chinese to English. Did you ask, can I speak Chinese?
Can you speak Chinese?
He is about to, isn't it?
Have you been in China before, Lee?
No.
Oh.
I've been to other countries that have had similar eyes, so I could probably pretend.
Asian country.
People think that's racist, don't they?
Do you know what, like, it's downloading, because it ain't got Chinese, I ain't got it on there.
Is it like some sort of Chinese or Mandarin?
Mandarin.
Chinese, it should be on there, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it is there.
Well, they speak lots of languages, you know, Cantonese, Mandarin, you know, there's all different types of...
It's just downloading this, and the internet's kind of not very great in here. But yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. You're going to speak into it, it speaks back to you, innit? It speaks back out.
I'm going to speak Chinese and it's going to translate.
He's going to say something Chinese.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he's going to demonstrate he's Chinese. Oh, go on.
I'm not going English to Chinese.
Oh, fucking hell. We should start the internet in here.
Do you actually speak Chinese or you just know one sentence?
All right, we've done it. Simplified or traditional?
All right.
Here we go. Simplified Lee is about to demonstrate his Chinese skills.
Simplified or traditional? Simplified. Traditional.
Yeah, that's simplifying, I guess.
Simplified.
It's going to be... So you want Chinese to English, yeah? Oh,
good.
God, let's go.
Here we go.
Do I just tap the microphone?
Yeah, tap the microphone.
Yeah, go on. Here we go.
In Chua Jin Ba Ba Xin Wa Xin Wa Sa Wa Sa Wa Dao.
That has got to be fake. This just turned into the most racist podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Is that English is translated to?
Yeah, go on. What does it mean? Chinese simplified to English. It should just come up.
Bring up normal.
Traditional.
Because normally if you...
Normal.
Normally if you just make a noise like...
So is that what you just did?
Now.
All right, well, probably have to cut this.
That's translated to let's play. See, I can speak fucking Chinese.
Wow.
When did you discover you could speak Chinese? When did that happen?
When I just started making stupid Chinese noises into a phone.
That is hilarious.
You try it, see if you can do it.
No, I'll pass.
Just don't do it. No. Oh, you don't want to be racist. It's not racist, yeah. It's a fun game. You just make the noises and it translates. I just said let's play in Chinese.
All right, cool.
Who knew?
Can you say it again?
Yeah, I'm good again.
Can you say let's play again?
Actually, that was wrong. I think that was chicken chow mein I just ordered.
the chicken chow mein.
But it does work. If you just make, you know, when you used to rip off people, like, hey, that's what that's like. It actually comes down in English.
Every language?
I could probably try it in Spanish or something.
I tell you what, though, I'd love to see him in China. It'd be fucking hilarious.
But it'd be funny if you
go film that.
Go to Chinatown. I'll go, it's you, I'm asking her.
No, but in China.
What happens if I say something bad?
Yeah, exactly.
You need to go China.
Because I don't know what I'm saying.
It would be fucking
that would
hilarious
be a funny
China.
Podcast. Yeah. Go to all the countries. No,
China.
Go to all the countries.
No, just China.
Yeah. I'll carry a translation book and just pretend I'm learning. And I'll just start.
You wouldn't, I'm telling you, you wouldn't even need to. I spent about a month in China, yeah. I would love to see him in China.
Do you know what, yeah? I'm going to say, I think if we put that into a reel, that's going to get taken down.
Let's do it. Let's lead teaching
Chinese. Let's just do it one more time. Let's see what if I can say something else.
That is too funny.
Oh, but listen,
we're not doing this to be racist. This is because of the bigger. When you listen to Chinese people, it just sounds like sounds.
Yes.
I suppose every language, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Star. Because I am.
Oh, is that what you said?
What did I say?
I wonder if there's any Chinese people watching you and they're going, oh.
Imagine Lee was actually did speak Chinese and he's having a laugh.
Is that what it says?
Because I am, am I?
That's what I just said.
That's profound.
Who fucking
knew? That is profound. Because I am, am I?
That could be you know what? That could be the title of this episode.
Yes.
Because I am.
Yes.
But like I said, but that's like good things. I'm sure if I make the wrong wah, I might be like, fuck you, so I could get in trouble.
Exactly, yeah. The words are very close to say fuck you and banana because it's tonal. You can be like ma and be
ma.
And those two words are the same. You can say
like
fuck you and banana.
That's
like, isn't it?
It's a tonal language.
It'll probably come up.
Me ma.
So in the chapters, I'll put this as the racist segment. Yeah, this is the.
This is racist.
It's a little bit though.
What's the racist if you just.
Well, it's making fun. What is racism?
Is it racist if you sit here and go, g'day, mate, you fucking cunt, I'm from Australia?
Yeah, that's straight up is. I'll never do that.
That's funny.
I mean, it depends on the person. I did actually do that, didn't I?
We got Lady Aussie Chewbacca here today.
Yeah, but that's like, that's being funny.
You don't like my Aussie accent? What the fuck?
Wait, but you said Lady Aussie Chewbacca.
No, I said we got Lady Aussie Chewbacca.
I know you're being sexist.
I don't want to offend the gender.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, non-binary. Non-binary Chewbacca.
You're binary, yeah.
I'm non-binary Chewbacca.
Non-binary.
I want to be a furry. Oh, Chewbacca is a furry, the lucky cunt.
Oh, shit.
But I didn't even know who Chewbacca was.
But if you tried to put on the Australian accent, I wouldn't go, you're being racist. I'd find that funny.
Yeah.
I got a Chinese mate. He drives terrible. We go driving, cars will beep. And he hangs out there and he goes, I'm sorry, I'm Chinese. He's already Chinese, but he makes that stupid, I'm sorry, I'm from China. Because everyone always says Chinese drivers suck.
No,
he makes fun of it himself.
I suppose it's where your heart is, isn't it, when you're saying these sorts of things, isn't it? If you want to make fun, like comedians make
jokes, racist jokes, or they can make jokes about rape. And we all know these subjects are off colour. But it's a comedian. He's not doing it with malice. He's not doing it to do whatever.
And I suppose it's down to the people that
know
who you are.
Yeah, but if I went up there and go, you're Chinese, can't fucking down, 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 down. That would be like being racist.
To me. I wouldn't think it's that racist.
I know. I tell you what, it's right. One thing which really, like, I think a lot of people have lost, though, especially over the last few years, is their fucking sense of humour.
It is. Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
it's just
man.
Like,
oh,
when you're
God.
Young, you could put shit on your mates, no matter in Australia, someone's from Italy, you call them a fucking wog. He'd be like, oh, you're a fucking Aussie cunt, you piece of shit. And I was like, they were your mates. You could joke about it. No one cared. It's like, but I said, because you knew the intent wasn't bad. It's like, well, take the word cunt. You can, in Australia, it's like, hey, you going, you cunts? What's up, cunt? Mm. You're a good cunt. But then you could be like, you're a fucking cunt. I'm going to fucking bash you. It's all in how you put it out there and it's the intent behind it. But if you've got no malice or anything behind it, and people know that.
I suppose, but like that, I suppose when words have some, they have stigma. Like, so if there's a word that's been used in a racist way in negative ways a few times, and you shouldn't really use it as a joke. Yeah, the N-word. Like,
but if it's so bad, I don't think they should use it either. But it's in every song. You got young black kids singing it.
Yeah, I suppose that is, there is some truth in that.
If you say that's the worst word ever for those people, then why do you put it in songs? And then, but then you have other songs where you degrade your women. It's like, you bitch, hoe, slut, bitch. And young kids are singing the songs like it's great. Well, look at the thing where the Christmas carol, it's cold outside. That year it got taken down because that's very sexual. He's saying it's cold outside. She really wants to go. He's like, you really should stay, but it's cold outside. They banned it, but yet that same year, that fucking big wet pussy song, put your head down there, lick it, stick it in, was the number one song of the year. So go figure.
But yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think some of the racist
But did
words...
you see that one guy too? It's like, it's how silly it is. There's that one rapper, it's on YouTube. His song, nearly every third word is the N-word. He calls a kid out the audience to come sing it with him on stage. His kid's, oh, fucking wait, mate, white kid. Gets up on stage, he gives him a mic, they start singing it together. And when they get to that word, he says it, stop, and had security throw him out. You can't say that. But it's like, you just brought him on stage to sing your fucking...
Oh, what, did he actually kick him out? That really happened? Oh, that's mad. Yeah.
It's like, kind of mad.
Yeah. But it's like, but even if he did say it, that's your song, he's singing your song.
Mm-hmm.
You got the word in your song.
That's a bit of a baffling one for me.
Yeah, because that's what I don't understand. It's like, yes, if you called someone that in a mad, angry way, that's wrong. But let's just say I was singing a song that had that word in it, and I really, it's one of my favourite songs. What do I do when I get that word? I can't say it, but it's the song.
I think there's a difference. I think they should actually change, you know, the meanings for each word, because one of them's got an A and one of them's got an ER, really.
Yeah,
and I think those are the differences.
It's the A that's
and I think. That's what that should
Calmer
be all right.
One,
but I think, like, if you're going to make a song, you can't expect people not to sing it. Otherwise, that's kind of mad.
I know. It's just weird when they do that. Because I'm like, because I think so many people, white people, or any race, like those rap songs. And if you're singing it, you get the word, man, you're singing it walking down the street. What? What'd you say? I was like, I'm just singing a fucking song.
I just think that word should probably just not be used in general at all. But I think actually, when you think about it, how it came about is why it probably can't be used. Because it was empowering the word, isn't it? A word that was so bad, they empowered it, and then it became common. And it's just the story that it's been through is probably why.
But then I think did they bring it back again and be like, to almost be like,
it never left though. That's the thing.
And they never left, but did they bring it back and say now because it was used in a bad way by the white people towards the end, that they brought it back saying, now you white people can't say it.
We it is
can.
Like
so
that.
Is it like a
it
power
is,
thing
it is
now?
It's kind of
where
like that, I suppose.
We've got
isn't
this
it?
Power over
I
you.
I suppose
now.
There's some, not necessarily a power over, because it's like that word was so harsh, and now it's like we're taking the word back, so
like,
you can't
like,
use
like
it.
Like stereotypes in all different things. Stereotypes happen for different reasons. It'd be like if I was saying to someone, a black guy, oh, you like watermelon fried chicken? That's racist. But I said, oh, you have a big dick. Yeah, we do. It's like, I say you like some stereotypes and not the others.
Back to the words, though. I think if any words that have real bad history, they shouldn't be used even in a joke. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like even racist words we have in this country, they just shouldn't be used in any sort of jokey context, even if it is meant to be funny
but
or whatever.
It's weird, it's even like your shorter words. Like in Australia, we might have said an Aborigine, you say Abbo. But now that's considered racist because you're saying Abbo.
Well,
you're just shorting us. Like, it'll be like Pakistani. Some people say, oh, the Pakis.
Yeah.
And that's probably racist now if you say
it. It is, it's super racist.
Because you're just shortening a word. But
it's where it came from, innit? Like, it's like, I understand that, because you probably don't understand that word, but let's go back to your Abbo word instead, Jeff. Maybe back in the day, like, people was actually getting racially messed up because of that word. So you're chasing down the people. You fucking Abbo, whatever.
But
the same with that.
They'd say, you fucking Abbos. But then at the same time, they'd be like, you fucking Aussies.
So yeah, but that doesn't hurt you, is it? Everyone's an Aussie that lives in Australia, that's the thing.
And so Aboriginals,
like,
they live in Australia.
Some words have more hatred in them.
Put it this
way,
this guy got kicked out of a footy match. He got called racist at a footy match because he's just watching there. Oh, you missed the ball, you fucking black cunt. But then they kicked him out. But then this guy was sitting behind you, filmed it. Half the match, he was like, you stupid fucking white cunt, can't you pick up the fucking ball? He used the fucking white cunt about 10 times, but the second he said, you stupid black cunt, he's only describing who had the ball.
What was that film? This is reminding me of that film. I think it's The Gentleman. Have you seen it?
One with Hugh Grant and all them.
It's Hugh Grant's in it.
Is Hugh Grant in it?
He's the, what's it called? He's the paparazzi. No, the
oh, right, yeah, Hugh Grant, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. What's it called? But it was it was a scene where I've forgotten the geezer's name, the Irish actor. He's the boxing instructor. And then one of the other persons was, he said to him, oh, you're something, you're black cunt or whatever. And then he goes, oh, you can't say that. That's fucking racist or whatever. And then he goes, well, you are black and you're a cunt. So you're a black cunt. It's nothing, one word doesn't attach to the other. You're black and you're a cunt. Yeah. It's like, but yeah, I mean.
But highlighting people's races is probably not the best thing to do, is it? Like,
you know what, I see points from both sides of what you are saying, but I think it really does, the intent matters, and also whether someone is gonna see that as an offensive.
I think it's just because you don't know what people have been through. You see the Abo guy, I'm not sure how racist that is, but I don't even mean to be. But what I'm saying is, like, you don't know how much that guy's been through with that word. Like, and so you saying it as a joke or saying it in whatever context you want to say it, you just don't know how much that stung you.
If you were back then, you probably would have. But this day and age, no one gets
bored. Yeah, but you still felt it. Your traumas come from your childhood and whatever,
innit? Passed down from birth. Like, if your mum or dad was called that.
Like, you see the P word that you used? I don't like saying it myself.
Which one?
Packy. Yeah, so I got racially abused. I'm half Indian. Half Jamaican, innit? Yeah, and I got. You see the scar on my face? That's from a bottle being chucked to my face when I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had lots of stuff when I was younger, and like, so when someone says it through me, it makes my blood boil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even like I'm angry like that, but I'm saying, like, if you say it to me in a bad context, like, my lid will blow. It will blow off.
But that's why, I don't know. Like, so I got friends who have had that too. Like in America, they were black, but yet they just got to the point where it's like, I'm not going to give that word power. And I've seen them, I've been with them when they've been called a nigger, and they just go, yeah, hi, how you going, thanks. So it's like, you've got to get to a point where, it's like, I remember when I was young and I'd say, they made me do it. Mum's like, no one made you do it. Anyone can make you angry, say anything to you. It's how you react to them. And I think it's just learning how to react and how to, unless you're being, like I said, some people have been maybe sexually abused, sometimes they can never get over it, or people have been to war, the trauma's that bad. No matter what they do, they're never going to get over it. But
I think you're right. Sometimes people are very sensitive to words, but I guess if someone maybe calls someone, I don't know, using the packy word or whatever, just says it once a year or once every 5 years, and somebody gets offended by that one time, they may be being a bit too sensitive. Whereas if someone's constantly using that word...
I'm saying context,
context always plays a part.
Yeah, but it's similar to, like, I had a thing once and... You know, I have Jewish friends, and someone's like, oh, what's he? I said, oh, he's a Jew. That's racist. I'm like, well,
apparently it's not.
I have to say Jewish, do I? I just said
apparently
Jew.
It's not. Apparently that same Jew, calling someone a Jew, is not racist.
Yeah, but some places they say it is. So I was like, which one is it? Which one isn't?
It's different.
Like, I know, like Japanese, you say Jap. That's sometimes racist to some, but I feel like, I'm a Jap.
I think every different culture of race.
Sometimes. On the side of a game, it will say Jap.
I know, so I was like, this whole word game is like, that's what I said, we need to stop giving power to the word.
I think every different culture and race has different levels of sensitivity to the words. Like, for example, in Cyprus, you know, like, you get people saying, oh, you're bubble, you're sweet. I think Cypriots just don't give a shit. You know, you say it literally just, ah, ha, ha. Okay,
because no one's chasing you down the road.
But like, then certain other cultures. Yeah, but certain other cultures do take things a bit more sensitively.
It depends on what you've gone through with that word, isn't it?
I mean, I've gone through a bit of...
What, people chase you down the street when you're bubble?
Bruv, when I was younger, I went to college in Hartford. It's probably not the same now, but obviously back in the day, you know, things were a bit more racist back then. And I was called a foreigner fucking cunt or whatever, you know, whatever. But it just don't bother me,
specific words, innit? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if you've heard it enough and gone through it enough, then those words hold, like, they resonate in a dark way inside of you. And so when 100%,
but I always try not to let negativity breed
that's
inside of me.
That's because you ain't had none of the words. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, don't get me wrong. You know, like, I know they're being offensive to me when they're saying it.
I've been called a midget. I still get called a fucking midget.
This is what I'm saying. The second you absorb that shit in, if you absorb it in, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. When you absorb it in, you let your energy change, innit? Like, if someone says something insulting with some bad intent to the word, I know they're doing that, I can react two ways. I can, you know, absorb it in and be like, oh, this fucking cunt or whatever. Or I can just be like, oh, look at this sad guy.
That's like my friend, he was a black police officer. I used to go on ride-alongs, and the amount of time he got called the N-word, he'd just be like, laugh and smile.
That's the best attitude to have, even though they are saying it with bad intent.
The best one is to shoot them.
Yeah. Or you can do that.
I used to say to him, how do you do your fucking job? I'd go on ride-alongs and you'd see all the shit going on. And just some of the disrespect you'll get.
You've got to have fixed skin to be a policeman, isn't it?
Yeah. He goes, I don't let it bother me. He goes, I just smile and be like, he goes, I know I'm not one, so it doesn't bother me. He goes, that's just their stupid ignorance and stupidity, so I don't let it bother me. Just because he's dumb and ignorant, I don't give a shit. So, but like I said, if you sometimes you, that shit, sadly, someone's been called that word and all of a sudden, bang, so this person that got called the word got mad at that guy, shoots him and kills him. Now your life's fucking over in jail. You let that guy... controlled
this
way
is what I'm
felt.
Saying, innit? You got. I think in this life, you have to have a couple of things. You need to have slightly thicker skin, and you need to have a bit of a sense of humour, man. Otherwise, you're not going to last 5 minutes anywhere you go in the world, innit, man.
I think with me, though,
here in the very liberal left, neo Labour London, it's probably
a trauma I have to work through. I think I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. Because if you have a trauma base,
never really hurt you, innit?
Strong base with it, I can understand. Like say. You got the glass when they set it, when they're doing the glass and shit, then you're gonna be like, shit, there's like a little trigger.
Well, it's like a feeling that comes, no one's called me that for fucking ages.
It's almost like it takes you back to that.
Yeah, exactly. It is like that. That's how it is with all traumas, isn't it? So I think it's something probably I have to work through because I actually do agree with what you're saying. People shouldn't be offended by words. That's true. I'm not offended by any single
That's on a personal
thing.
Note, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have to work it out.
Yeah, it's like, I knew a girl who, you know, sadly she was raped in that. But if she knew you and that, you could do that to her. But if she didn't know someone and you just went, hey, excuse me, she'd be like if she said it, just someone stranger touching her, it'd be like that feeling she's being raped again. Just that comes back.
That's what I'm saying. You have to deal with it with your traumas within yourself, innit?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just going to be offended everywhere you fucking go in the world, innit?
You know, it's 10 to 5.
Yep. I am very conscious of the time. Before we wrap up,
we've just solved world peace. We've worked
on my traumas.
We're working on them. We'll have another show. Definitely. We'll have to get you dressed up, bring in a glass bottle, start saying to us, like, breathe, ignore it. You'll probably get a bit teary about it. You'll cry, but then once you let it out, you'll be okay.
Hold me.
You'll be okay. And you'll be like, you know what? I've just worked through it.
I'll do it. I'll do it today.
It's going to go, I'm fucking cutting my wrist now.
Lee called me a fucking
he went no, home, he went home and overdosed.
Imagine. I'll do that.
But, Giles, anything you wanted to add before we...
We can't hear him.
He's like, I'm just happy I haven't been fired at me more than 10 times.
Charles is like, they bring me to this fucking podcast.
Yeah, I know. I think we had about 1 minute's worth of bodybuilding.
Biceps, barbell curls, 6 sets, 6 to 8 reps.
And make there, sure there you have it. That's bodybuilding.
Treat everyone in the gym nice, no matter what race they are.
Can we say one thing actually before we go? Can we talk about your tattoo?
Oh yeah, go on.
Yeah, your tattoo is super cool. Why did you get it blue? No, I'm joking. That was literally a joke. I was talking about colour, but I just want to know why did you actually? It's really cool.
Because really, my ancestors were fucking Smurfs. And I want to carry on the tradition of blue.
Are you worried, Smurf?
Saying that blue is offending me because they were called Smurfies back in the day. It was very racist. But now that we grew out of our colour, I just want to keep some of the blue culture alive.
You
thank you, Gargamel, you fucking cunt.
Warrior Smurf.
Yeah. Yes.
But really, how did you?
I've always wanted one, and then Tyson got his years ago. I thought, I'm not going to get one because of Coffee Tyson.
Yeah.
So I waited a few years and got one. Then I just kept making it bigger and bigger. I had a different style. And then I just, after 14 years, because I see it all the time, I've had to use so I can cover them up and not see them. I'm like, I'm getting bored looking at it. So I had it removed. You couldn't see it at all. My mum and wife are like, I can't believe you got rid of that. We loved it on you. Because generally once you have it and you see people,
part of you,
maybe it's just part of you and you don't really notice it, you know, because that's like going back to the colour thing. I had my best friend is like a brother to me, black. I met him the first day I went to America. And this is why I couldn't understand the racism because people go, oh, your friend Kurt. I say, oh, my brother Kurt. He'd live with me here in Australia. I'd live with him there. What is he? I'm like, what do you mean, what is he? I said, he's Kurt. He goes, yeah, but what is he? I said, Kurt. They go, no, what colour is he? I said, he's black. But what does that mean? I said, when I look at Kurt, I see Kurt, I don't see colour. Mm. Well, that's racist if you don't see his colour. I'm like,
no, I see the other way around.
I see the person. Yes, yeah, yeah. And I really look and go, oh, yeah, you are darker than me. But to me, I see the person and stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, so I had it taken off and then I waited 4 years and some silly app come up on the phone where you could put photos in. And suddenly it must have been go through the computer from old photos of mine. And I started putting up photos with different tattoos on the face. And I'm like, well, that one looks pretty good. I might go get a new one.
Yeah.
So I went and got a new one. Then when my actual doctor, he owns a cosmetic place, I took it off. I walked in, he goes, you mean I spent all that time taking that fucking tattoo off and you put another one on?
That's where
that's $20,000 worth of work he did for free to remove it.
Oh, serious? Yeah.
Then I came back to him another one on.
For free? Like, oh, mate, go back again.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but then when I got it back on, it's like, it was funny too, because when I first had it, everyone would be always like, oh, you're short, fucking midget, tattooed your face, you're fucking that. Then I said it didn't bother me because to me it's just another body part. I've got tattoos everywhere. I don't have a job where it's going to be looked frowned upon having it. So, yeah, but the people would be like, oh, you're a fucking idiot. You must regret that. Then when I had it removed, I told you fucking regret it, you fucking dickhead. Then when I put it back on, oh, you're a fucking idiot. You put that one fucking back on. But I used to say to people, why does my tattoo on my face offend bother you so much?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, and they're like, why'd you get a tattoo on your face? I said, you just said it right there. It's my fucking face, and that's why. It's like, I don't care what anyone does with their body or do and shit like that. It's like, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow, you got me there. A tattoo on the face.
That's people's cool, opinions, fucking hell. I might get one. But yeah, look.
Why not?
Yeah, maybe.
I reckon if you do want to get one, like if you don't have a job where they say, look, if you get a tattoo on your face, you can't come to work. But I reckon if that's what you want to do and it makes you happy, who cares what other people think? I've always been that way my whole life. I just march to the beat of my own drum. If I want to do something, get something, I go do it. And if you don't like it, then it's like, oh, okay, he's got a tattoo on his face. It doesn't change the person. Well, I've done that before where I was at a grocery store once and this old lady's staring at me. She's looking at my face. I went, oh, fuck, I'm going to get the lecture. And I was already, she comes, she walks over. She goes, that tattoo on your face. She goes, what does that mean? I said, it just means I'm an idiot for getting the tattoo. She goes, don't say that, darling. It looks beautiful on that. This is coming from an 80-year-old lady. So.
That's nice, man.
But I've been at gyms before, and I said, you know, sometimes you can just prejudge. I've had people stand at me, and I'm like, they're like this. I'm like, what the fuck are they looking at me like that for? Because I got tattoos and muscles, and they're fucking staring. And I'm like, and they're coming over, and I'm like, here they fucking come. They're like, can't believe it, you're a priest, you're a hero to us. But at that point, I'm thinking, look at these pricks giving me dirty looks and staring and fucking down. That's all my mind's going. Yeah.
Contradicting.
Well, I had a friend, mate, when I come over here to do that, you remember Doc AJ? He was doing the documentary, the black guy. Well, he was doing, mate, I thought you met him. When I come over here with Aaron doing it all. We're down the Tower of London and he's standing over there and I walk over, he goes, these fucking English racist pricks. And I'm like, what do you mean? What happened? Did someone say something? He goes, no. They're just fucking staring at me, those white people over there, looking at them, I'm looking over and they're staring. I'm like, how do you know that? They could be just looking at anything or fucking or any. No, they're fucking looking at me and that. So Aaron has a tattoo on his face like me. So he walked away. These people come over and I sort of turned and I could see Doc's getting fucking mad because he's like 6 foot something. And I see him talking to him. And I said, what'd they say? And they come over and said, are you scared hanging out with those two white guys with tattoos on their face? But this whole time he's thinking, they're probably thinking, who's this black guy? That's in his mind.
Really?
That's what he's thinking that they're thinking.
They were looking
when we left, they were actually looking at Aaron like the tattoos and they're like, you don't get worried hanging out with those two guys with the tattoos on his face?
That's perfect.
It's funny how, like we said, our mind can actually perceive, like, whether that could come from maybe because he's had interactions with people have fought
traumas.
That. Yeah. So now when he sees it, he's thinking, they're thinking about me. And then he's like, they actually came out and said, are you okay
around
hanging out with these guys?
Are these guys safe? Are you in safe?
You good? You good? You're not being held hostage enough?
Nah, it's funny, isn't it? It's crazy.
That's funny.
Yeah, but this has been fucking absolutely amazing and I've really enjoyed this little banger we've had
half
here.
Half the world, we're just offending them.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go through the edit.
I'm not going to a Chinese shop. They're going to spit in my food. Oh, that's that funny.
But I did. I am definitely going to make that into a reel, though, because I think that's what this podcast needs.
It's because I am, wasn't it?
Oh yeah,
what was it?
I screen grabbed it. So it's, there it is. Yeah, because I am. Am I? No, it's a question.
Because I am.
Yeah,
am
because
I
am. Am I? That could
no, you're saying it wrong.
Deep,
because I am. Am I?
That's like a good saying. Isn't it?
I'm going to get that tattooed on my face.
That could be like, am I racist? Am I normal? Because I am. Wow. Am I?
I think, therefore I am.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And yeah, I think...
Therefore go, but I...
Therefore, that wraps this up very nicely. So two things we normally do at the end of every podcast, Lee. Firstly, give us your slogan, your words of inspiration, anything you want to say, like a little, it could be a couple words,
because
paragraphs.
I am.
And
am I?
Why it was the best year? Because he said it was straight face.
He said it straight away. There was no hesitation. Because
to be
I am,
or not to be, that is the question. No, I don't. Look, I just say, look, you know, I can say things off colour, do things and that, but, you know, I love everyone. I get along with everyone. And like I said, you can't control how people think and that they're always going to judge you on no matter what. But my main thing is, look, just be happy, enjoy life, have fun. And I know we all get on the social media and I'm guilty of it myself. So I just think we need to connect more with people, and especially friends and family who are around us and mean the most to us, because you're probably guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. I love the trolls. And I can sit there just playing with trolls all day arguing. And I'll do that today, then I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it the next day. Then I think to myself, wait a minute, 3 days I've just been arguing with these fucking idiots I don't know, but I haven't even sent my mum a text to see how she is, or just say, mum, thinking of you. So I think we need to step back if you've got loved ones, friends, family and that, because, you know, we always think they're always going to be there, but sadly they're not. Just reach out and every day, friend, family, wherever, just send them a message, even just a love heart emoji to let them know you're thinking of them, because, like I said, we spend so much time talking shit to people we don't know, and the one that... people that mean the most to us, we normally neglect, so.
Priorities in life,
exactly.
Definitely. I like that.
That's nice, man.
I like that.
And because I am. Am I?
You know, can you drop that in the seminar today?
Yeah.
Drop it in the seminar.
They're not going to get it. Everyone's going to be like fucking baffled.
You know, something's got to fit.
I just
want to
say before you all leave. Yeah. Because I am.
Yeah. Am I? Like, what the
have
fuck
a good
is
night.
He talking about?
I'm going to put on t-shirts.
Oh, that's the best. That is the best.
All right. And the last thing, Lee, my sort of slogan is basically I go, hey, come on. So everyone that comes on, you're going to give me your A, come on. You're going to copy my slogan. Do it however you want. Give it energy. Give it no energy. Fucking scream into the mic if you want. Let's go. Here we go.
Hey, come on. My fucking face.
Wicked, brother. That was wicked.
That was amazing.
In your face.
Oh, that's the last words anyone's going to hear.